What's up, listeners? We are back after a long 3 weeks. We had some technical difficulties when we recorded the pod last week, so I apologize. We're just now getting it out, and the sound quality isn't quite up to snuff, but you'll have to deal with it. We'll take another three-week break before the next pod, which will be my wedding break, and then we'll go back to bi-weekly, so look forward to that. On this week's pod, Coin ranks which superheroes he thinks are the best at performing oral sex. Okay, next we'll assign grades to some of the more notable facial hairstyles of celebrities. Lastly, we'll play a good old round of Stumptown. Let's do it. Delta Stadium, 12 o'clock. Carol Collins fighting says, Carol Collins fighting says, Marcus on to Piosta, North Benton,
South Benton, bitch. I got 8 words for the whole tech squad. Ooh, yes. That, my friends.
Okay.
Is the sound of a couple. Chris Brewski's being cracked. And this Brewski's of your mother's favorite podcast, The Rookie Show.
Maybe not after today.
Yeah. After we talk about banging her. No. I am one of your hosts, Travis Knoll. Joining me, as per usual, Mr. 503. I didn't have any coin. A what up coin.
Meet me downtown in the walking mall for some Taco Del Knoll. A what up a knoll.
Taco Del Knoll. Sorry, Taco Del Sol is pretty bomb. I would like to maybe, I don't think I'm going to be back in Helena next month, but I'd like to get some Taco Del Sol.
I'd like to get some Taco Del Sol.
How are you doing, Coin?
Oh, also great fat bastard reading right there.
Thank you. So
I really appreciate it.
I worked on it when I was home alone. I was practicing my fat bastard accent.
Sometimes you gotta.
You gotta. I was like, I don't want to make a fool of myself.
That was separate from deciding to do the coin thing, right? That you were just doing that?
That was just my daily fat bastard accent.
practice. Babe, I've got practice.
It actually overlaps with my Shrek accent practice, believe it or not.
It's very
just similar. Roll right into it. All right. Well, with that said, why don't we just roll right into a little segment I like to call Something Bold and Something Brewed.
Well, now it's time for Something Bold and Something Brewed.
That was good. I like them.
Thank you.
Yeah, nice. Coin, what might you be drinking this evening?
No, I have for you this evening a very, 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 very fun can. Kind of ties in, I feel like a couple pods ago, did you have a unicorn something beer?
Very long time ago, I had Unicorn versus Ninja, if that's what you're thinking.
Ah, that is what I'm kind of thinking. So I've got the Breakside Rainbows and Unicorns IPA. And if you can see on it, it's got this unicorn that looks like he might be on heroin or some sort of drug.
For sure.
But he's in a suit and kind of is also making some gang signs here. I don't know what that's about.
I'm pretty sure he's buttoning his coat, but gang signs it might be.
You know what? This unicorn is buttoning his coat.
Okay, all right.
Just making sure. I was like, you're a little off making the blood symbol right there, friend. But yeah, he's definitely doing that. Anyways, the can is quite lovely. It's a very nice white set background, and it's kind of pastel rainbow colors on the side there.
Yeah.
Looks very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty, I got to say, 1 second. It's pretty good beer.
Pretty good beer. Breakside, is that what you said? That's what it's called?
Breakside, yeah.
Breakside. And what type of beer is it?
IPA. Not even a hazy, just a normal.
I got to say, really love the can. The nice colors. And even, it's not even so much the unicorn in the suit, which I like. It's a good photo, but just the colors, the white with the nice soft rainbow colors is pleasing to the eyes.
I think I agree with you. That's the best part of the can to me.
I'm going to give it an A. It's an A can.
Thank you.
Not a Mount Rushmore can.
You know what? Saying that reminds me of the, I've noticed on Twitter a lot lately, people do the something will be funny, and then they'll point out the most funny part of it and be like, it was this for me that made me laugh. Like,
yeah,
yes. I hate that.
Yeah.
It's the can for me.
My favorite part about it the can is really just the can more than anything.
Right. The colors mostly is what did it for me. Thanks. Yeah. Any answers? What are you drinking, Noel?
I am drinking a Lost Palette. It is a hazy IPA. It is from Goose Island, which is maybe the most popular brewery in Chicago. Also a nice can. But in a different sense. It's just a nice orange color. These are kind of how all Goose Island's cans are. There's not much to them. It's just kind of a solid color with a kind of cool like block font a little bit and a nice goose in the background. And I think it's a newer one that they've come out with. And I got to say, it's really good. It's really tasty. It's probably my favorite Goose Island I've had.
It looks phenomenal. Sometimes a nice just standard can. Mm-hmm. When we're doing these things, you know, we're grabbing a bunch of just out there cans, trying to find the coolest ones. Sometimes you got to have a palate. It's like the ginger of cans, you know, when you're eating sushi. We'll call our beer sushi.
Bingo.
And yeah, that one you're drinking, but not in a bad way. It's just all, regardless of if it was a palate cleanser beer can, it would be a good beer can.
It would be.
Beer can.
Beer can. I will bought these in a celebratory way, and I will tell you why in a bit.
Okay. Sounds good.
It matches.
What a tease. It's like a Mike and the Mad Dog tease.
I know. There we go. It also matches my orange shirt. Go Beavs. Oregon State Beavs.
Oh, go Beavs. And coming up on this show, we'll explain to you why Giannis shouldn't win MVP ever again, and what does it have to do with this beer? Go on.
Find out next. Do you have anything else for Something Brewed?
Nothing much for Something Brewed. Honestly, just had a bunch of beers this weekend. A lot of golf cart beers. A lot.
Those are good beers. A lot. We've already gone over that. Yeah, very
great. Great beers.
I do have a few things for Something Brewed, and now it is time for me to tell you why I bought these beers. It didn't take long.
No, we got right to it.
Thursday, your boy was promoted.
Yeah. Hey, congratulations.
Thank you. So assistant superintendent, it's a big deal. Not the superintendent. Assistant to the superintendent. So anyway, it was promoted on Thursday, decided on Friday we're going to go out. So Thursday I came home and bought myself a nice six-pack IPAs and drank three of them celebratorily. Celebratorily?
Oh boy.
The fun. Yeah, that's good. Fun word. Okay. Yeah,
fun word.
So we went out Thursday drinking with the dudes. Katie was there as well. Then we went to housewarming party for the Dankster. So got pretty drunk.
Oh, yeah. Danks. He bought an actual house or is it an apartment?
Apartment. Yeah. A new apartment, okay. But it's pretty sweet and it's pretty nearby us. So it was nice. However, the main point of that is that Friday, as I mentioned to you, was the first day that Chicago fully opened up. So full capacity, no mask required, and it was quite nice. So at the bars doing that thing. And then following that up, I was given free tickets to the Cardinals versus Cubs game on Sunday, which I also told you. You're wearing a nice loser shirt right now, that Cardinals shirt.
Man,
after that,
they're not good. They're not good by any means right now.
Yeah, no, yeah. The Cubs might be good. They're pretty hot right now.
Cubs suck.
My team. I love the Cubs. I roll with the Cubs. I just want to say, though, I was talking about how nice the limited capacity games were. Full capacity games are better. I mean, the crowd, just electric. I mean, every little thing, everyone's going nuts. It was.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all I had to say.
So are you the Dankster's boss now?
He doesn't even work for the same company as me anymore. He quit a long
time. Oh, really?
Yeah. He was a paper company, but we're still brothers.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah. Half the people that were.
I'm glad you have friends, man.
I mean, he's the only person that I'm friends with that I don't work with. And it's only because we used to work together. So, you know how it works.
Did Dankster make the cut?
Yeah. He's going to be at the wedding. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
He's saying, yes. So he'll be there.
Hell yes. See you soon, Deej.
All right, Coin, why don't you give me something bold?
All right, I got something bold for you, Noel. Yesterday, one of the people at DC Comics addressed a scene that was nixed in the Batman movies where he was supposed to be performing cunnilingus, saying, and I quote, "Heroes don't do that." Well, Noel, color me a villain. Heroes should absolutely be doing that. In fact, heroes are by nature fairly sexual beings, you know, top bods, big egos. It's right in their wheelhouse. I have for you a list here of who I think the three best and three worst Marvel heroes would be at performing oral pleasure. Would you like me to start with the worst or best?
Let's go with the best first.
Okay, best first. You want top down or bottom up?
That sounds like a double entendre there. I'm going to go with, do I want to go top down or bottom up? Let's go with save the best for last. Save the worst for last. So 3-1.
This is for the best, though.
You're right. So save the best for last. 3-1.
Okay. All right. In third place of the best in the Marvel superhero canon. So I didn't go DC. Their heroes are boring. I didn't want to do it.
Right.
In third place, I've got Hawkeye. Okay. That man has a very, very happy wife. And I think he would have this complex about needing to go above and beyond because he's the arrow guy in a group of people with actual powers.
Sure, sure. No, I get that for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm on board there.
Number two, Peter Quill / Star-Lord. He's been around the whole galaxy canoodling. He's seen every shape and every size of flower, and he is nothing if not a curious man.
I totally agree. I have no qualms so far. Good choices. Fantastic picks.
Yep. In first place for probably best in the Marvel Universe at Mowen, Vision. Talk about a guy who is all about taking direction. He's taking notes on everything going. It's all going to heart. He's phasing around down there, playing with different weights and pressure. Truly a god of the game.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I guess I'll save my comments until you tell me who the worst is. Okay. Because I probably, like, I'm thinking of people and I want to ask you if they're, it would be good or bad, but it's.
Oh, please do. Yeah, of course. Yeah. All right. Moving on to the worst.
Yep.
You want the worst for last, right?
Yes.
Okay. In third, Hulk. It's right there in his tagline. He says Hulk smash, not Hulk chows down. I doubt while in that state, he even thinks about stopping at third base on the way home. Bruce Banner might. Hold on. I gotta get you that. Bruce Banner might, though.
I think that's all Bruce Banner does.
Right.
I think Bruce Banner's a virgin.
No way. Come on.
Okay, I'm sorry.
All right.
Doesn't he think he automatically hulks out when he like gets excited? No.
That's the only thing
Bruce can do is go down. All right,
in second, specifically Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man.
Oh my gosh,
no clue what he was doing down there. He had absolutely no clue. Mary Jane gets over the frequent leaving and like the kind of catty stuff more quickly if he's taking care of her, you know.
Would you agree though that this is just his skills, not his willingness? Like, I think he would be like doing it too much where she'd be like, listen, I just, you don't need to do it.
See, I think, yeah, you're right. This is probably a skills-based one.
Okay.
Yeah, but I don't know. Toby doesn't strike me as that kind of guy.
Well, I think maybe he did it once and he could tell she didn't really like it, so now he's like nervous to try again.
That's actually probably pretty true.
Okay.
What's up?
No, go ahead.
Okay, but the number one worst in the Marvel Universe, I'm sure you saw this coming. It is, in fact, Captain America. He has absolutely no idea what he's doing down there. No clue. He was this scrawny dude. Girls wouldn't even look at him. He was too scared to talk to them.
Yeah.
I mean, very McLovin-esque, you know, when he's hooking up with that girl at the end. Finally, he's like, oh, I bet the first time was very, very much like that.
Yeah.
Just a fumbling fool. And it's truly a shame because, you know, anybody with any sort of sexual prowess, given those abilities, you know, they do the gamma rays into him. They say that makes every part of you better. I mean, he could have truly been Dirk Diggler-esque / Johnny Sins, you know? So really a bummer.
Yeah, Cap, I could see him just not knowing what he was doing. I'm picturing like Jason Biggs with Nadia and American Pie type scene, right?
Mm-hmm.
I guess I
have two HMs.
Okay. Let's hear your
one
HMs.
One of them is probably one you will ask about.
Okay.
So I'm going to throw a little HM at the Black Widow. Her seduction is not limited to just men, I am positive.
Yeah.
She knows what she's doing.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, she's seen some shit, so she's not unwilling to explore different avenues.
Exactly. And then Tony Stark, you know, the inclination would be to think that he would be bad during his expensive Playboy years, but he strikes me as somebody who is too egotistical to let the rumor be out there that he's a really selfish lover. So I just went ahead and gave him a middling-ish grade.
Slightly above average, maybe?
Yeah, slightly above average.
Graded above the curve.
Plus, okay. He's got that interesting facial hair. I bet that does something.
Yeah, he was going to be good. He was going to be one of my questions. Mm-hmm. I would say, just off the top of my head, for one who would be right up there with the worst, is Drax.
Yeah, you know what? I was thinking that too. But the way he talks about his dead wife makes me think he was pretty, you know, maybe pretty generous.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
I truly think you nailed that list, and I really appreciate the thought you put into it.
Thank you. I appreciate you saying that. It meant a lot to me.
Okay. I feel like you should have gone last.
Yeah, Viva, that's okay.
But I have a story. So here's my something bold.
Okay.
My something bold, the overarching theme is that bad luck versus good luck is sometimes just a matter of perspective, the difference between the two, right? So first off, I went over last pod that I wrecked my bike, scraped up my elbow. I drilled the back of my thigh on my bike frame. I showed you I was bruising up pretty bad. You called me a puss. Maybe I am, so be it. Then, this is a story I don't think I've told you. About a week later, I'm standing on the job site. I'm standing at the hoist waiting for the elevator to come get me. And we have a giant concrete pump that literally, in order to pour a 50-story building, pour the concrete slabs for it, you need a pump that can literally pump concrete 700 feet into the air. So you just have this big concrete tube. So that thing has some force behind it if it's literally pumping concrete. So the pipe, they have to like anchor it down to the ground and run it along the ground. So it like, when it pumps, it would just like shoot the pipe everywhere. So they have to like drill it all down. So I'm standing beside one of these pipes. They're pumping concrete to one of the floors. And all of a sudden sounds like a bomb goes off like 20 feet to my right. I get hit in the face with something and my entire right side is just doused in concrete. It was, so apparently there had been so much friction in the pipe over the course of the job that it just like was wearing so thin, and it wasn't even at like the joint of one of the pipes. It was just in the middle of a pipe. It just exploded like right at me and shot at me. I had some kind of, I don't know if I still do. I had some like cuts on my face and stuff. And I was kind of had some like little bruising in my eye. I went to the like clinic and got my like eye fleshed out, but I didn't really have any in my eyes.
Yeah.
Point is, I started to think to myself, okay, these two incidents over the course of a week, I feel like maybe my luck has changed and I have some bad luck. Or maybe I'm cursed or something like that. But then I started to realize two incidents in which there's a different scenario in both of those where I'm dead. So I could have definitely gotten run over by a car, wrecking my bike in the middle of the street in Chicago with no helmet on.
True.
I could be dead. And that concrete pump, if I was like 10 feet closer and I just had a rock shoot directly into my head, I could be dead. So I've decided to go the other way and say, this just proves that I'm one of the luckier people out there.
Do you think that you got your promotion because you got hit by all this concrete last week?
Many people brought that up immediately because I got hit by concrete 2 days before I was promoted. And
that is some funny timing.
Without a doubt, that's why I was promoted. And I will not apologize for that. It's called being in the right place at the right time.
Correct. Yeah, I would gladly get hit by a bunch of concrete to get promoted.
It didn't feel good.
So it was wet concrete, right?
Wet concrete. So I was just dripping. My entire right side was coated.
It was like a lot.
It was a lot. I should have gotten a picture. Like my entire right leg. Why
didn't
you
get a picture? I'm kind of mad I didn't get a picture.
Because it was kind of like shell shocked. Like I thought I basically got shot is what it felt like. But I did stay on my feet. I didn't get knocked down. Everyone was.
Did it like push you to the side at least?
It just went like that. Like that.
Was it just you standing there?
There were some other people standing there, but I think maybe a couple of people got a little shrapnel, but I took the brunt of it. So. Brutal. Brutal.
Damn, I didn't know that at all. I feel like, how did you keep that in for this long?
I figured I was going to share it on the pod. So
that's a good point.
Yeah. That's a good point. There you go. That's my something bold. I will give you a quick update. 5 minutes left. The Nets are up by one.
Oh, no way. Bucks.
It is game five right now.
We'll see. Come on, Bucks. Pull it together.
Okay, that has been an episode of Something Bold and Something Rude.
And that's been some something bold, something rude. Mm-hmm. Very nice. Great finish there.
All right, Coin. We're going to move into our next segment, which I've labeled on my sheet as facial hair grading.
Yep.
But maybe take us through where this idea came from.
Right. So another tweet inspired segment.
Yep.
Yesterday, I saw this tweet from some hardo, like lifting coach at a small college or something like that. And he was doing this big old spiel about how the weight room doesn't lie and the weight in there is the only weight that matters. You can't just say you're too small. If, you know, you're not in here putting up weight and stuff, whatever. But anyways, the audio would have been bad enough, but the visual was this guy's face. And he just has what looks like, I can only describe as the inside part of a goatee, I guess. Oh, like, it was just like a circle on his chin.
Right. Very strange.
It was
a reverse goatee almost.
Right.
Or an inside out goatee, maybe you'd call it.
Yeah.
Very strange. It was disgusting.
Yeah, it was really gross. But then anyways, after that, I was thinking of, you know, some, there's been some very weird facial hair in history and some stuff going on out there. I don't know how deep we get into a bunch of these, but I just want to grade a few, you know?
Yeah. Okay, and so we chose a few, whether they be celebrities, athletes, characters, mm-hmm. whatever it may be. So how we've decided, correct me if I'm wrong, to grade these is on two planes, two different scales here. We're going to grade them for the kind of overall look or the quality of the hair itself. So this could be head hair or facial
hair
or both.
Or facial hair.
Really not a lot of criteria, I guess.
Yeah.
So, we grade on a 1 to 5 scale for the hair itself, the overall look.
And then the number being, you know, thickness, sheen.
Yes.
General groomedness.
Hair quality. Yes, for sure. I'm glad we were on the same page there. So 1, we decided is the best. Don't get it twisted. 1 is like your number 1.
Correct.
5 is the worst. Mm-hmm. And then
it's like DEFCON.
Exactly like a DEFCON. Right. And then for the actual style or perhaps the creativity of the facial hair or hair, grade it like an essay in school, A to F. A obviously is the best. So the best grade you could get if you have perfect hair and perfect style, you would get a 1A. The worst possible hair and worst possible style would get a 5F. Is that explained properly?
Yeah, correct.
Okay, how many do you have?
I've got 9.
Oh, okay.
And a couple honorable mentions.
You got a lot more than me.
Most of them are quick hitters, though.
But I do want to go first.
Okay, good.
Because I went with Captain America. Captain America's beard. I figure this ties in nicely from your past thing. I'm sure there's a lot of varying opinions on Captain America's beard. I mean, believe in the second Avengers movies, maybe Civil War, he had it. Here's my thought. Firstly, I'm really just not a fan of Cap in general. I don't know.
Oh, lame.
He's wildly less valuable than the other Avengers. I think of him more less of like the quarterback of the team as like the team chaplain. He's not really like part of the team. He's just like,
I gotta say, man, he was. It's pretty fucking strong.
Like compared to like the Hulk or Thor or like Iron Man in a suit. I mean, I guess.
Kind of somewhat kicked Iron Man's ass.
Nah, I refuse to believe that. It's just narrative. All right, let's get past that. On to the beard. So I feel like 95% of dudes who can grow a beard should grow a beard and often look better with a beard. And don't get me wrong. He has a beard. I'm not going to say it's not a beard. He can grow one. I just don't think it looks good. So there's my take. The hair thickness is decent. It's not horrible. But I'm incorporating like color into this as well. And I just think something about the color of his hair and the color of his beard, to me, just looks like shit. And
too blonde to dark, right?
I think that is, which is funny because it's kind of what I got going on. But my beard is even darker than his. So I don't know if maybe if his was darker or maybe mine just looks.
Yeah, like his hair's lighter on top though, I think.
Yeah, that's true. It is lighter on top. Maybe that's probably
right.
So I'm going to give that a 3. I just kind of went in the middle there because the thickness is okay, but the color is bad. Style. My problem is it's just like the most basic beard possible. There's like nothing innovative or nothing noteworthy about Captain America's beard versus anyone else's beard. There is no style, in other words. So it's not a bad style, but there is no style. I'm going to give him a 3D.
Oh, okay. You know what? I don't hate it. I think this is the perfect score. I got to say, there's something about the shape of the beard on his face that I don't like. It doesn't fit his face well. It doesn't make him look good. Right. And it's, you could be thinking like, oh, he's in the midst of like this crazy era where, you know, he's not really like trying to keep it up. No, he's clearly trying to keep up this beard, like yeah, very, very steadily.
Of course.
So yeah, I like that score.
Okay, good. I would just say the flip side of that would be like Seth Rogen. Do you have him on your list by chance?
I don't.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There was a picture that came out recently that he took a selfie of himself totally clean shaven and no glasses on and like long hair. And it was a little bit chilling. It was not a pretty sight. And so like Seth Rogen like jumps up several levels just by having a beard and glasses to where like he's maybe like a 6 when he's like got his beard and glasses well-groomed because he's famous.
Right.
Like you took that off. He's a 3 at best. He is not a good looking fella. So
no.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, well, I can get behind that. And Chris Evans looks pretty good. Clean shape.
Right. Exactly.
You know, we cover a lot of sports here. I just wanted to get right to the big one. Let's get to the beard. You know, James Harden, iconic.
Okay, good. Yeah.
I personally am not a fan of bushy beards, but his is utility because he looks so bad without one. So that I think it's kind of important. Also, the thickness is all there, and he obviously does try to keep it up well. And I genuinely think it's a good looking beard on him. Like I wouldn't wear that beard. It's a good looking beard on him. Mm-hmm. Probably could keep it up a bit more. I'm still going to give it just based off thickness and cleanliness alone. I'm going to give him a 1B.
Wow. Okay. Good score for the beard on the beard.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, you think I could go either way here. How do you think it smells?
Probably not good.
Not good, but not.
But that's like, just because he's a heftier guy.
Do you think he maintains it well?
Actually, you know what? I think he probably does maintain it really well. He's probably sponsored by some pretty big beard product places.
Right.
You know?
Beard shampoos and such.
Yeah.
Like if Draymond had that beard, how bad would it smell?
That's disgusting. I didn't bring that up.
Okay. That'd make you gag a little bit.
So Draymond, that's Olympic team 2021 Draymond somehow.
Oh, yeah. That's
He's been
true.
Good in 4 years.
Good for him. All right, that's actually a fantastic transition because my next pick is Kevin Durant, his teammate.
Ugh, awful.
Let's start with just real quick his hair, which is not good. You've been noticing this? The top of his head?
Yeah, it's bad. Looks like hamburger meat. This has been like a long time going.
And it's just gotten a lot worse, I think, this year than it has been previous years. Here's what I was thinking. Here's the problem. If he were in any other profession, it would be fine. No one would ever know. He's 7 feet tall. But he is in the only profession where there's constantly cameras looking down on the top of his head. Like, even if played a different sport, he'd have a helmet on, he'd have a baseball cap on. It's the one time where people are always looking at the top of his head.
And there's fluorescent lights above his head. They're just, like, hitting the bald spots,
Whereas, like, his hairline's fine, and from the front and the sides, he looks fine. Mm-hmm. But I really wanted to talk about his beard, which I am not a fan of. I went with not good ones, obviously. It's relatively patchy. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt and give him an average score for the actual thickness of the hair. There's a lot worse in the NBA in terms of the hair itself. But
really? I mean, like, look at the sides here.
There's some bad. Somebody in the game today, I think Jeff Green, his was nasty. But either way, the style is what gets me. So, like, I don't know what you call this. I called it, like, the goatee extended. Where you've got a weird like square flap that just keeps coming down from the goatee. Mm-hmm. I just don't get it. I don't know what he's trying to accomplish there. That's like his marquee. So I'm out on that. So I'm going to give him, like we said, one is the best. I'm going to give him a Where is my score here? I lost it. Oh no, I apologize. So I guess I lied. My I gave him his patchiness a 4, and I gave his style a C.
Sounds good.
Mainly because 4C because his at least he's trying something. I guess I downgrade people who just have plain boring facial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you give him a 4C?
4C, yeah. After I said it, I'm not sure I love the score. I did it a couple hours ago and I'm rethinking it, but
I feel like I personally want to give his letter grade an F. Like I just don't like it. I don't think it looks good.
Style's an F. And you think the patchiness a 4? Does it feel like a 4 to you?
I feel like a 4 is fair. It's not like it's like a bunch of holes in the middle and stuff, but
I tell you what, let's split good. The difference and go 4D. How's that sound?
Done deal.
Okay, done deal. My last comment is let's round out the big three. And I just would like to point out that Kyrie's little mini fro, good choice. Looks good.
Yes, totally agree. Totally agree. He looks great.
Okay.
Kyrie sucks, but his hair looks great.
True. Fragile ankles. Tie game 2
minutes. This is my last basketball one. I'm going to go coach. I know we've talked about it before. Mike Woodson.
Oh, my. Okay.
It's always just blown my mind seeing him on TV. It looks like somebody took a piece of black felt, slapped it over his mouth, and he just chewed a hole in it. That's there is literally everything except for his lips to his chin is just covered with hair. There's, and I mean, I can't do anything else but just give him a perfect 1, like the coverage, the upkeep, the sleekness of his hair. It's immaculate.
Yeah. It's so dark. You can't ever tell the individual hairs. It's just a thick sheen.
I'm going to give style alone though, a D. I just think it looks weird. He looks like a built wee guy.
He does. That's like a fantastic comparison. Yes.
Matt in wee. Yeah.
He does. Oh, wow. That's fantastic. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So would you say it was a
1D?
1D. My favorite band. Mm-hmm. You couldn't script how this pod has gone so far, because another fantastic transition. So let me just recap. You talked about Captain America being the worst Box Maurer of the Marvel characters.
Correct.
Which went into me talking about his beard. You went to
wait, hold on.
Which is hilarious, actually.
Wait, hold on.
What?
What if Joe Maurer has a little brother named Box?
I don't think he does.
Just like his nickname. What's up, Box? What do you call him that? Never just like
that. It's spelled like B-A-C-H-S, maybe.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah,
anyway, so we were on that transition. Then you went to James Harden, and my next one on my list was Kevin Durant.
Mm-hmm.
Then you went Mike Woodson. The next one on my list is Steve Harvey, who is like a doppelganger of Mike Woodson. But if
that's
you,
so crazy.
But isn't that crazy? But we cut the bottom part of the facial hair. So I have a lot of the same points here. So Steve Harvey, the thickness, color, and consistency is top notch. It's incredible. It looks like, now, as a whole, it maybe kind of looks like just like a turd that's just laying across his lip, right? But, and he's 64 years old. That dude's definitely dying that thing every day. It's like his trademark.
No doubt. That thing that would be doubt.
I'm not going to penalize him for that, though. It still looks fantastic. The style is not, I don't know. Like I said, looks like a little turd a little bit. But it's pretty iconic.
It does look like a little turd, yeah.
I also
did it's like a Mr. Potato Head mustache.
I did look up some Steve Harvey without a mustache pictures, and those are pretty horrifying. But, like I said,
see this now.
The hair, I'm giving a 1. It's just so thick and nice. Yeah. The style, I'm going to give him a B because it's iconic. It's not the best, but 1B for Steve.
Oh, I didn't like that.
I think they're photoshopped.
That third picture in.
Yeah.
The third picture in is scary. It looks like Oprah Winfrey without hair.
Oh, my gosh. Here's one last side note on Steve Harvey, though. Do you know his real name?
Come on. It's not Steve Harvey?
Broderick Stephen Harvey.
Oh, Brod or Rick.
He could have gone by Brody. I think
Rick. Oh, Brody would have been good.
I think Rick Harvey's not bad, is a good game show host name.
Yeah.
It's probably better, actually.
Steve Harvey's a little better, but like Rick Harvey's not bad.
Yeah, I lean Rick Harvey, but Brody Harvey.
Okay.
All right. What do you
That's good.
Yeah. What else?
I'm good. Wait, would you say 1B?
1B, I did. Very, very tall.
Yeah, score. It's very, very good score.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have no qualms, no arguments.
Okay.
My next one, I'm going to go Post Malone's beard. Facial hair is just truly disgusting. He looks like he smells so bad. Mm-hmm. I really hate it. He's got the really big gap between mustache and goatee connector and like the rest of the facial hair on the side, and it just looks really bad. It's real scraggly coming off.
Yeah.
This whole look is, so I'm going to give him a 4 on structure, shape, and color alone.
Sure.
But I'm also actually going to go like just middle of the ground C, or maybe even a B, just because it kind of fits his persona. What do you think there?
I would go 5. I think it's bad. I mean, when you have that color of beard or lack thereof a color, it's bad. Like you said, if it grows in all white trashy like that, like Joe Dirt's.
Yeah,
exactly. It's just not a good look. So 5, I'm okay with a C though, just because.
Okay, 5C.
5C. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Okay, one of my last ones here, I'm going to go with Champ Kind off of Anchorman. Mm. And I really just want to focus on one thing. He's mostly bald. He's clean shaven. But the sideburns are top notch. And I want to give credit where credit is due. The thickness, I would say, is slightly below optimal, but still very solid. But the style and the shape and everything else is just perfect. So I'm going to give him a 2A on his sideburns alone.
Lean into what you have, you know?
Yeah. Exactly. And, he knows
perfect,
what he's got.
If it's a perfect look right there.
He knows
it. And be better.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. And he has to compete with these phenomenal mustaches on his team with Brian Fantana and Ron Burgundy. And he, you know, he holds up. He's got his look.
You know what he's got going for him too is that the beard hair and the hair are the same exact color. So like it's just, it flows directly down.
Exactly.
Just like this. It's good.
You don't want any breaks in color like the cat.
Mm-mm. That's good stuff. Okay. Let's see. I've got a couple more. I'm just going to pick this one now.
You can probably roll off a few if you want, because I don't really have them anymore.
I love my guy, Keanu Reeves, very much. His John Wick beard is not good.
Oh, okay.
There's just gaps everywhere. If you want to take a look at it really quick.
Yeah. I will look at it right now. John Wick beard.
Another, similar to Post Malone, we got the huge, huge gap between the middle. It like, it sits high on, so the bottom of the beard in the back doesn't like quite touch his jawline, which is kind of weird.
It kind of feels like he like glued a patch of pubes just to each, just below each cheekbone. Yeah, gorilla mask.
I think he's a guy who could really just rock that. He's got the strong mustache shape, which I like a lot.
Right.
You know, with the strong, the point at the
it's
end.
Like a it's bat, very good. Almost, yeah.
Yeah. But I do have to go ahead and just give him a, I hate to give my guy a 5F.
A 5F? Wow. Unbelievable. The worst score you can get for John Wick. He's going to come kill you.
I might give him a 5D just because it kind of fits the personality as well.
Okay.
But the beard, the patchiness, it's real bad. Yeah. It looks awful.
No, it's really bad.
Yeah. All right, some quick hitters here. Angelina Jolie's dreads in Gone in 60 Seconds.
Mm.
Really, truly awful. Gross. I'm going to give them a 5F.
5F, good.
I love her.
Last place.
Elizabeth Moss in general, but specifically her hair in Mad Men. 5F. Alan Covert in Just Go With It as Soul Patch. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. That's disgusting.
I'm going to give that a 4A because it is exactly who that character needed to be, but the graininess of it is just truly awful.
Okay. I appreciate
And the last one I actually need your help grading. Riff Raff. he always has these super weird designs going on, like some zigzags kind of going into his beard. It's very, very well taken care of. Looks pretty good color wise.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it looks weird though. I don't know what to do with it.
Yeah, he's got some zigzags and he's got some like the thin Jason Derulo style.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. I mean, my gut reaction is to give it a good score.
I want to too. I'm going to give it a...
I'm going to give it a 2A.
That's exactly what I said. Did you hear me say that?
No, you just said that just now?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, sorry. I must have been talking. We're on the same page. We're just been on the same page. 2A.
Perfect.
Okay. Right. Mayan Menchie, or I guess a quick hitter, would also be
the award for
worst facial hair that was pulled off so well that people thought it was sexy. And that is Captain Jack Sparrow.
Mm-hmm. Good pick. Good pick.
Just not good. He's beaded braids at the bottom there. Yeah.
I'm going to give him my award for ruining a certain style forever for everybody is Hitler. So congratulations, Hitler.
Hmm.
Worst hair to ever be on TV. Carlos Boozer's Sharpie hair, I think.
Okay.
And then last note is a tied for my least favorite thing ever is every single baseball player's facial hair because they only can grow apparently just this little chin thing. It's so weird. I don't get it.
I don't like the chin thing. Anytime where you have a small protruding thing from your chin, just miss me with that.
Yeah, no chindos here.
Chindo. Okay. You have any more?
Nope, that's it.
All right, I have one story/thing I need to tell you that's somewhat related. So the other night when we were out and about at this bar patio thing, saw this dude, and sometimes Katie and I just go out and we just get lost in thought and don't talk for like 30 minutes and we're just observing other people. So I'm just observing this other table. This guy's wearing a snapback and he's facing me and he's wearing bill forward. At one point he turns it around and I'm looking at him, I'm thinking that guy has a small head and I can tell because the snapback flap crosses over and extends like three buttons past the maximum amount, right? You've seen that, right? For like a kid has the overlap.
Yeah.
Snapback. And so I noticed how bad it looked. Like, that looks bad. And so I was like, I asked Katie, I'm like, do you think that girls subconsciously see that and think, well, he's got a small head and something about them is like less attracted to them, maybe equate that to their penis size, perhaps. Is that a thing? And I was kind of questioning that aspect of things. But where we really got on a good track was, I was like, well, we're gonna assume that it is a bad thing and we need to have a name for it when we see it. We're trying to figure out a name for it. And Katie's like, what's that thing called when guys aren't circumcised? And I was like, we are going to call that the foreskin from now on. When you see a guy whose head is too small and his snapback flap overlaps, he is uncircumcised and he has a foreskin. So I think that's really funny. And I would like to start using it from now on. Your thoughts?
I mean, obviously, anytime I can just slide foreskin into my regular day life, the terminology, not actual foreskin.
Okay, not literally. Thank you. Good to know.
I'm all in. Okay. I don't know if I've ever actually seen that on a grown adult. Interesting.
Well, next time you do, point it out. Take a picture of it.
I'll be taking pictures. I'm positive.
Okay, good. I should have taken one. We had a chance. All right. Well, that has been our style segment. Like, I'm sure that's style. What the fans have been clamoring for. Like, right. Us to just judge.
You're like, oh, why are these guys even qualified? Trust me. As a person without hair, I am envying and looking at a lot of hair. So I know what I'm doing.
That's exactly right. He suffers from hair envy.
Yes.
I was going to ask, do you have any random quick thoughts on NBA that you want to share or no? We didn't prep for this.
No, I don't have too much. It sucks to get, I will say it's stupid to toss the MVP of the league in a game 4. You can't do that.
Oh, the ejection on Jokic. Game 3,
whatever. Yeah, the ejection on Jokic. You can't do that.
It's a bummer. It's a bummer for sure.
Do you have any thoughts?
I do have a couple thoughts quickly. The Suns in 4, dude. You seen that? Fantastic. Yeah.
Legend.
I did text you earlier that Olympics Dame is going to be sick. Hopefully he's the best player on the team. It's going to be fun to watch. And lastly, so update here, Nets did win, beat the Bucks in game 5. Katie and I will be going to game 6 in Milwaukee. So I was hoping it was going to be a closeout game, but now it's a desperation winner-go-home game. But they are undefeated at home so far in the series, so it should be interesting.
They say the series doesn't start until the road team wins, so.
That's true.
Wait, is it on Thursday or Friday?
Thursday, unfortunately. Oh, got to come home, probably get home at like 11:30, get up and go to work, so.
I'll have to see if Skylar's going to that game. Guess can meet up.
Oh, that'd be sick.
Thank God it's not on Friday. It's Nikki's birthday on Friday, so really happy birthday to Nikki.
Happy birthday, Nikki. All right. So then I guess what time is it now?
Oh, it looks like it's 10:33.
So I'm looking at me a little
inspired by the shitty show with Kobe Smulders. That's right, Noel. It's time for Stump Time. The conference semifinals are for the most part underway. And with some heavy hitters gone and some still in the game, the bright lights get even brighter for the league's best.
Okay.
Many of the league's best right now are putting up amazing assist numbers. Jokic, who just won MVP, Harden, has been hurt, but is nearly a guaranteed 10-plus when he steps in the court. And, of course, Chris Paul, the point god, who's out there to finally get that elusive championship. Paul was stunning in this last round, recording 41 assists and just 6 total turnovers in 4 games, including a game 2 performance where he had 15 assists and no turnovers at all. All of those assists got me thinking about what? Passing. That's how we get back to football, baby. But not about the passers, about the receivers.
Nice.
Much like Paul's assists only counting if his teammates can make shots, in the NFL, yards only count if we have guys catching the ball. We're headed back to the big game this time and the bright lights. And so what I have here, Noel, is the list of the top receiver in each Super Bowl over the last 10 years. Winner or loser does not matter.
Nice. Okay. I like that.
I'm trying to figure out how many I would like you to name, or if I want you to name one of the top two when I give that to you.
The past 10 years? Not that easy of a
list. Yes. And there's one repeat. So I don't know how I'm going to deal with that.
Got it. Okay.
So I guess you got to go. I'm gonna have you go 5 of 9, and then so there's a repeat.
5 of 9 in the last 10 years. Okay. I'm gonna take a stab in the dark and go Julian Edelman.
That is correct. That of course is the repeat.
That's what I thought.
Edelman in Super Bowl 53 had 141 yards, and in Super Bowl 49 against the Seahawks had 109 yards.
109 yards.
And that Seahawks Super Bowl was a tie with who for the Seahawks?
Who would they have had then? Like a Doug Baldwin, perhaps?
Chris Matthews?
Yeah, right. Chris Matthews. Yeah.
I've never in my life heard of that guy.
I'm certain that that's a guy.
Right, exactly.
All right. Next, I would like to go with Gronk.
Incorrect.
Okay, give me one second here. I would like to go with Julio Jones.
That's incorrect. I'm sorry, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shoot.
I'll give you like 5 strikes here. This is a hard question.
Is there another Patriots receiver on there?
There is.
Is it
one more Patriots receiver?
Is it Chris Hogan?
That is incorrect.
Oh, no.
He was second in that game with 128 yards.
Okay. I remember because Brady didn't throw for like 500 yards that game?
Yep, he did.
I don't know. for some reason, I guess I want to go with Alshon Jeffrey.
That is incorrect. I believe he was like the fifth highest receiver in this game.
Not good, not good. All right, give me one more strike, and then you can tell me how bad I did.
You're going to kick yourself at a few of these, I think.
Yeah, I can't even think of the teams that have been in the Super Bowls.
What about, like, I don't know, the last two Super Bowls?
Yeah, so Chiefs. I mean, I don't know which Chief to guess, I guess. Or it wasn't a 49er, probably. The last one was Bucks and Chiefs. I mean, I guess I'll guess Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek Hill led Super Bowl 54 against the 49ers.
Nice.
With 105 yards receiving.
Nice, 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 nice. I mean, I guess then I'll go Travis Kelce.
Wow. Yeah, Travis Kelce led last Super Bowl with 133 receiving yards, 10 catches.
All right, all right, all right. All
right. Need to get one more.
Give me some teams.
All right. We've got Patriots, Eagles. We've got Broncos, Panthers. We've got Broncos, Seahawks. Thank you.
All right, I'm going to guess. I'm going to throw out a guess. Emmanuel Sanders.
That is correct.
Oh, yes. Super Bowl
50. Emmanuel Sanders led with 83 receiving yards. Pretty low receiving yard gain.
Okay.
You know who led for the Panthers in that game by chance?
Moose and Muhammad. How about who do they even have? Steve Smith? No, he wasn't there. I don't know.
Corey Brown.
Don't know who that is.
Yeah. All right. Good job, Noel. You got five there. I'll give it to you. You got so in Super Bowl 52 was a tough one. That was the Eagles Super Bowl. Danny Amendola led with 152 receiving yards.
Okay.
Three Patriots receivers, only over 100 yards.
Okay.
The Falcons Patriots game. James White with 110 receiving yards.
Okay, wouldn't have gone there.
Demaryius Thomas with 118 and against the Seahawks.
I should have guessed him. I thought of him.
Michael Crabtree in the 49ers loss to the Ravens.
Okay. Yep.
And then Giants Patriots. What do you think?
Cruz? No, he wasn't there yet.
Hakeem Nicks.
Hakeem Nicks. Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This I mean, tough the one, criteria, the whatever it is, the criteria for winning these things, it's you gotten a little light on me. I don't feel
this
like
this was a hard one, though.
It was hard.
It did take you too long to guess Travis Kelce.
Well, the reason I didn't guess them is because I figured it was one of them and not both. But, so I guess I was dumb. I should have just guessed both after guessing the dumb guesses, I guess. So.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough. It was just poor strategy. I was thinking of them the whole time.
Okay. Okay. Give me that.
Okay. Sounds like that has been another episode of The Rookie Show.
Thank you for joining.
Thanks for joining. You can follow us at Rookie Show Pod on Twitter and Instagram. You can follow, where can they follow you?
You can follow me at KingCoin on both Twitter and Instagram.
You can follow me at DeCreamFillin on Twitter. You can follow me at C Travis Stoll on Instagram. The C, of course, stands for Champ Kind.
Champ Kind, Travis
Stoll. Whammy. All right. Who is going to play us out?
Play us out.
Riff Raff?
Yes.
Yes. I don't know any Riff Raff songs, or do I?
You're about to learn today.
All right.
Mac will be so excited.
All right, good.
Play us out, Riff Raff.
All right, see ya.
See ya, everybody. Yeah, it's Pierce Brosnan. Cross you up like Allen Ivy. It's Allen Iverson. Versace rim with lemon tint. The lime beans candy coated with the applesauce. The apple blossom on the beach. David Hasselhoff. Hasselman, I'm Tim McGraw. I don't pass the ball. No. Bow hog, fourth quarter, shoot the lights off. Jump. Fast break, 3-on-1, I tear the basket off. Get off. How shit, look who it is, the white Wesley Snipes. Nice. Rocky Byzantine, my attitude is Charlie Sheen. Walk around with more rice on me than a triple beam. Right. Dimension 3-story living room with trampoline. Word. Mikasa so big it took the major home with the clean. We, I don't like to drive Versace jeans and limousine. Limousine. I can freestyle to a dolphin in a tambourine. The snow abominable, laughing inside my
real fine classic. What's up, bitch? I'm bumping Dean Martin Christmas tunes. Every time I open up my email, see another million. That bitch wanna suck my dick, then she better floss. Clean them teeth for a boss. Randy Moss, diamonds on the cross. Swear to God, I'm a god though. I don't mean no blasphemy. Jesus, see the Applebee's. Amen. I'm with my bitch in the bed watching Game of Thrones. Yo. Waiting till Khaleesi's dragon's big enough to take control. Yo. Rich as Vince McMahon, your bitch look like Triple H. Yo. Keep that pussy on lock, put it in a safe. Woo. All my chains on, flexing while I'm shooting vines. Hoes love me, watching all them like a million times. Throwing money in your face, we forever pay. These hoes thirsty and I look like pink lemonade. Tastes great, grade A. Grade A. Grab your bitch, take a vacay. Them Bahamas. Coming at these haters, AK. Just a llama.